Krishna, and Happy New Year to everyone. Thought that often crosses my mind, not just today, but generally, is how well the Krishna consciousness movement is communicating the spiritual culture that is its foundation. According to my understanding, culture is the lifestyle that embodies philosophy or teachings. And if you don't have lifestyle or a culture that corresponds to your philosophy, you're going to change your philosophy somewhere down the road, because for conditioned souls, lifestyle is a very determining element of how you think, and ultimately how you think is going to determine what you believe in. And we see that this is the case. Srila Prabhupada introduced us to a whole new cuisine, and that cuisine was not a vegetarian cuisine. There's a lot of vegetarian things in the world, but Srila Prabhupada's concept was that we eat what Krishna eats, and Prabhupada introduced a very unique type of cuisine that you could say almost isn't even Indian. And and he wanted us to very much adhere and to change our eating habits, adhere to those eating habits. Do we eat the same type of things that Srila Prabhupada gave us, personally taught us? Rice, dal, sabji, chapatis, puris, samosa, and so on. Very often we eat indigenous vegetarian foods, and especially, in many places that I've been, for instance, like in Hungary, devotees are really attached to the vegetarian version of their Hungarian cooking. And it's not the end of the world, but it's part of the cultural package, as is, for instance, dress, how people are meant to dress. Does it really matter? And of course, that's even being challenged. Do you really need to wear dhotis? Does Krishna even wear dhoti? Who knows? Maybe he wears jeans or things like that in the spiritual world. And it is the clothes that we wear really matter. And does our physical appearance matter? Prabhupada, although he was a sannyasi, he introduced us to dress, to clothing, to appearance, to no beards, to ladies having long hair and braided hair. These weren't things that we. Where's the offering? These weren't things that we were accustomed to, but we adopted them. But they go through transition. We don't necessarily wear them. We don't necessarily keep that type of dress. Where's the offering?
Behind the veil, the fruits of him.
As I was going to say, beards, tattoos, this, that, so many other things. I don't know if the deity's over here. This is all part of culture, of the cultural revolution, as is education. Prabhupada was really outspoken and extroverted about how he wanted or what he considered to be education that's favorable towards the Krishna consciousness of children. But unfortunately, in some places, we are obliged legally to just sort of add Krishna consciousness to regular state requirements of what education is. Here in Hungary, for instance, it's very stringent. Other places, like in the UK, it's later. You know, other places in the UK, it's much more lax. And they give more freedom. But do devotees believe in that? Do devotees believe in the carcinogenic effect of Western or modern, it's not Western, it's global, of global education, of secular education? And do we actually really educate our successive generations in how to eat, in how to be self-controlled, in how to dress themselves, and so on? We don't really have Gurukula or Ashram Gurukulas on a global basis, outside from a few in India. As a result, how much do children actually assimilate, aside from what happens in the morning program, of Krishna consciousness? Do they know how to eat with their right hand? Do they know how to wait to start eating before everyone's served out and before they're served out, before meals served out, and many aspects of Krishna conscious life that are important to supplement conditioned souls' enthusiasm and strength in Krishna consciousness? Even deities, Gaudiya Vaishnava's deities are Jagannath, Radhakrishna, and Gaur Nithai. And yet, of course, you can have Shaligrams and Giriraj. Yet we have so many other types of deities that both temples and devotees worship. They may be Krishna, maybe Krishna's incarnations, but they're not part of our culture. And I guess when we talk about culture, there's two aspects of our culture. One is the Brajbas culture of Radha and Krishna and Goloka, and the other is the what's represented in the Gaudiya culture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates in Navadvipa. And since they live the lives of sadhakas, and we're sadhakas, our culture is meant to more reflect that type of cultural lifestyle, of which you can read about in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and even see in better cultured families today in India, although they're far and few in between. Are we facing a cultural crisis? Conduct, I see that although the world outside has some good universal cultural principles, such as being polite and being considerate and so on, but somehow when devotees leave the world behind, then they leave also some of the good things behind, and they come into what seems to be a cultural vacuum where they either they were never trained how to be polite, considerate, and so on, speak nicely, and therefore as a result they run the risk of becoming, of course, in devotee association, offensive due to neglect of proper cultural conduct. We read so many books, but many of those books are not necessarily philosophically or culturally consistent or necessary. And while we read many books, but on the other hand, devotees also tend to study Srila Prabhupada's books less than they should, seems like other things tend to have more of an appeal, esoteric things, Vedic things, and so on. And so sometimes it appears that the concept of Vedic culture is even proposed sometimes as being like something of a sponge, that it just sucks up anything that's around it, and anything goes. Vedic culture is basically chanting Hare Krishna and worshipping Krishna, and how you look, how you eat, how you feel, how you behave, that's all a detail. It can be done with any combination of different global cultures that exist, if you want to call them cultures. And so are we really manifesting the cultural revolution that Srila Prabhupada wanted, or are we facing a global crisis? Well, I'll leave it at that. A cultural crisis, excuse me, not a global crisis, plenty of global crises, but a cultural crisis in our movement. At least something for me to think about in 2018. Welcome to the new year. Hare Krishna.